Jack, have you ever seen with your own eyes the fountain of youth?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
Always slightly inebriated, but rarely off balance, Captain Jack is at it again, confounding the 18th century British authorities as he sails in search of treasure. This time, the prize is the fabled Fountain of Youth. A map to the mythical spring has fallen into Sparrow's hands, and he's once again at odds with fellow pirate Barbossa.
Jackass hands, we all but run. Where's the harm in joining the winning side?
I understand everything. Except that wig.
Geoffrey Rush is back as Jack Sparrow's perennial rival, decked out in courtier's finery, from lace cuffs to long, curled wig.
Barbossa is a survivor. He knows he's not getting any younger. So he's crossed the line and joined up with the opposition and now works as a privateer for King George II. And he's taken to it like a duck to water, which is, I think, for Jack Sparrow, particularly annoying. And that's a good thing.
In this adventure, they have a new common enemy, a most uncommon adversary in the pirate Blackbeard, played with zeal by Ian McShane.
Blackbeard was the most notorious pirate who never killed anybody because he scared them all up front because he looked so fearsome. His boat was fearsome. He was the first to fly the skull and crossbones, and he had this amazing image about him that he was the most fearful pirate.
I be placed in a bewilderment. There I were, resting. And upon a sudden, I hear an ungodly row on deck.
Would be that, first mate?
Mutiny, Captain.
Mutiny.
The first mate is Angelica, Blackbeard's fiery daughter, who, in a remarkable coincidence, was romantically involved with Captain Jack Sparrow way before the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Spanish actress Penelope Cruz fills that role.
It was very helpful that we didn't go into a studio until after we shot already for like 2 or 3 months in Hawaii. All of that helped me a lot to fly, to imagine what the pirate world in that time was, no? Because it's so far from our reality. To create a character like that, it's all about your imagination, and it really helped to be in those beautiful places.
And those locations included tropical Puerto Rico in the Caribbean and several historical settings in Britain. Director Rob Marshall, whose previous films include the musicals Chicago and Nine, says making Pirates, while totally different for him, felt like familiar cinematic territory.
It's such an escape to that world and another time. It's something deeply rooted in American cinema. So I love the films for that reason, and I was thrilled to make one, too.
The charismatic character leading them, Mary Chase, over the bounding main, is, of course, Captain Jack Sparrow, played for a fourth time by Johnny Depp. He says he can imagine playing the pirate in a fifth adventure, or even more.
Yeah, I think they could wheel me in. I don't know. I mean, sure, interestingly enough, you know, for me, a character like Captain Jack, you feel like you could just continue, you know, the possibilities are endless. There's any possibility of madness and absurdity that could commence, you know, so you feel that with this character, you're never really done.
Have you been there? Does his face look like it's been to the Fountain of Youth?
Depends on the light.
Rock and roll veteran Keith Richards has a cameo as Captain Jack's father. He played the part in the previous Pirates of the Caribbean film after Johnny Depp revealed that the look for Jack Sparrow was inspired by the Rolling Stones virtuoso. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood. Rock and roll veteran Keith Richards has a cameo as Captain Jack's father. He played the part in the previous Pirates of the Caribbean film after Johnny Depp revealed that the look for Jack Sparrow was inspired by the Rolling Stones virtuoso. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.